RISC-V through a developing world lens, mesh networks, and sports medicine's evidence problem. A response post defending RISC-V's architectural decisions scored 531 points with 276 comments, substantial engagement for a rebuttal piece, and shifted the terms of a technical debate that had been running for weeks. The prior critique held that RISC-V's modular extension system, which allows implementers to include only the instruction set extensions their use case requires, creates fragmentation severe enough to prevent reliable cross-implementation software portability. The response, written by an engineer identifying as working in a developing world context, concedes the technical accuracy of the fragmentation charge, while arguing that the criticism is economically privileged. For hardware manufacturers in cost-constrained markets, the modular extension system is a feature rather than a defect. A RISC-V chip for a water quality monitoring sensor in rural infrastructure does not need floating point extensions. A low-power agricultural sensor does not need vector processing. Implementing only required extensions reduces silicon area and cost in ways that make the architecture economically viable for applications that would be priced out of x86 or ARM implementations. The response piece also invokes the RISC-V Foundation's explicit mission of global technology independence, reducing developing world dependence on architectures controlled by companies in a small number of countries at a moment when technology export controls have been used aggressively in chip policy. Engineers from multiple countries outside the US and Europe validated the framing from their own experience in the HN comments. The strongest counterargument raised during analysis of the thread is that software ecosystems exhibit strong network effects that fragmentation may ultimately defeat. ARM succeeded not only on architectural merit, but because its ecosystem was cohesive enough for a viable developer labor market and shared toolchain to emerge. A fragmented RISC-V could produce excellent individual chips while maintaining a persistently thin software layer. The leading indicator to watch, rather than shipping volumes, is compiler toolchain support. If GCC and LFM develop robust profiles that allow targeting specific RISC extension subsets without sacrificing portability, the fragmentation problem is manageable. If tooling remains complex and extension-specific, ecosystem fragmentation will compound over time. The Reticulum Decentralized Mesh Network offers a related argument about infrastructure independence in networking rather than silicon. Reticulum is a networking stack designed to operate over any transport layer, radio, serial connections, TCP/IP, LoRa, with cryptographic identity built in from the ground up and no central infrastructure required. The use case recurring in the HN thread is connectivity in environments where conventional internet infrastructure is unavailable or untrustworthy. On the medical front, Andrew Gelman's statistical modeling blog published a piece on the Q-Collar, a device marketed to athletes as reducing concussion risk by applying slight pressure to neck veins to theoretically increase cerebral blood volume. Gelman's post characterizes the device as science adjacent and argues that commercial deployment has run well ahead of a thin and methodologically troubled evidence base. The concern extends beyond direct harm. Athletes who believe a device is protecting them may accept risks they otherwise would not. A separate outside online piece on an undiagnosed syndrome affecting endurance athletes drew a small but substantive HN thread, including personal accounts from community members, pointing to gaps in sports medicine evidence and the real human cost of those gaps.